The Big Story from the Straits Times on Money FM 89.3.
I'm Haryanto Diman.
And I'm Olivia Quay. Subscribe to the Straits Times channel so you never miss a single episode. Let's talk about community infections further with infectious diseases specialist Dr. Leong Ho Nam from the Rofi Clinic at Mount Elizabeth Novena. Long time no see. Dr. Leong, it's good to have you back. Now, the number of community infections each day has varied. Just one reported on Sunday, but 24 on Saturday. What trends can we read into this, though?
I think we're seeing rising numbers of cases throughout period. And after the last couple of weeks with GE, my fear is that whether did anyone spread any infections during the queues. I sincerely hope that none of that happened, and I hope that everyone remember to maintain their safe distancing. Going forward, I do expect more and more cases. We see many people going out as if there's no tomorrow. People tend to forget their safe distancing. People seem to forget that wearing the mask includes covering of the nose. Indeed, you can spot at least 10% of the people who are traveling who are not covering their mask well. All these doesn't bode good news for Singapore. We're going to see more and more cases, and already we see the rise in community cases. Surprisingly, the Singapore and permanent resident numbers remain low. I think that's a good sign. We all need to just dig in and just maintain it and hunker along. We can do this. We will accept a small number of transmissions as long as it doesn't mess up the whole economy.
Doctor, I just want to touch on the part where you talk about the election. Now, as much as possible, we saw that candidates, supporters and the media tried to abide by safe distancing measures. But of course, you know, in the frenzy of nomination day and polling day, there were some breaches. Do you think we'll see repercussions in the next 1 or 2 weeks?
That's a very good question. We may see some repercussions. And if you look at some of the celebratory videos that are circulated around, there were many people who were not wearing masks appropriately and they were not practicing safe distancing. The government warned about this. We anticipated it. And surely, at the top of every infectious disease physician's mind was, will there be another outbreak thereafter? Now, one peculiar thing is, not all people with COVID-19 will spread infection. Some interesting data points which you may want to look at. 80% of the people spread the virus very poorly, or if not, don't even transmit. But 20% of the cases spread the virus very well and effectively. In fact, you can actually have a super spreading event. So in order for a big outbreak of numbers, you not only need someone who's a super spreader, you also need the right place at the right time. So certainly, if there was a crowd of people where people are not wearing masks or doing things inappropriately, and the super spreading person lands at the right spot at the right time, you could end up a super spreading event. Case in point, South Korea, on the very first weekend when it opened up after their first lockdown, 119 cases transmitted by one such individual. The right individual at the right place at the right time, you can have all your efforts upended, just like that. So Singaporeans, everyone just have to work together. We try to prevent the super spreading event and we will keep our numbers down.
Right. Well, Dr. Leong, let's move on from COVID-19 to dengue, which has continued to flare up with about 250 cases reported each week. Last week was the fifth week in a row that case numbers exceeded 1,000. Do you think this is because there are indeed more infections, or is it more likely due to people being more proactive about seeking treatment as a result of COVID-19?
I think there are a lot more cases. Now, of the 100 cases there are with dengue fever, 70% are asymptomatic, which means you may acquire the infection and you may not know about this and you do not bother seeing a doctor. But the rest of the 30% can be rather symptomatic. In the patients which we are seeing in the hospital, at the clinics, we are seeing a lot of symptomatic individuals with fever. In fact, if you have a fever now, there's a 90% chance, based on the hospital statistics, it's going to be dengue fever. Now, the individuals who have dengue fever, they get a lot of fever, headache, muscle aches. They are truly quite symptomatic. How then is there a rise in numbers? I think it boils down to the fact that many people are working from homes. There's a lot of transmission in the household. And you must remember that the mosquito is actually a buffet mosquito. It doesn't stop with 1 feet, 2 feet, 3 feet. In fact, it goes on for 7 to 8 feet before it stops. Mm-hmm. So you can imagine everyone gathering around for lunch or dinner in one whole family. The mosquito comes in. As the people feed on the dishes, the mosquito will be feeding on the 7 to 8 people around at the dining table. Mm-hmm. So it's feeding frenzy for all. Unfortunately, staying at home means that a lot of us are getting infected at home as well.
Right. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Leong. As always, it's a pleasure to speak with you. We've been speaking to Dr. Leong Ho Nam, an infectious diseases specialist at the Wilfie Clinic.